Bumper lay there quietly, nuzzling the boat, feeling the vibrations of the idling diesels. The swells washed lazily over his back, rising and falling as if he were a rock almost covered at high tide. Shellfish grew on his back, and a string of dark green seaweed hung from a cluster of barnacles on one side. He took no notice of the people at all. Some of them were leaning over and petting him. He didn't mind, but Mr. Brooker had to ask them not to do it, because he didn't think it was safe. They might fall overboard. He didn't want to lose a passenger. "It's a good job whaling is banned off this coast," Fox said. "Bumper would be very easy to catch." Mr. Brooker agreed.
"Wouldn't stay alive more than 5 minutes, nor would most of the others. Gray whales are sitting ducks."
He thought about what he'd just said and laughed.
"Sort of," he added. "Don't fly too well, though."
After 10 minutes of nuzzling the boat, Bumper felt the urge to move on. He slowly drifted away from the orca and began to sink. Then, when he was still only a little way under the water, he started to move forward.
"He's diving under the boat," Fox shouted. "Hang on, everybody," Mr. Brooker yelled.
Everything would have been all right if his tail had gone from side to side, instead of up and down. His huge body was down deep enough to miss the boat, but when his tail came up, it slammed hard into the stern. The blow sent a sharp judder through the whole ship. Several women screamed. In the center of the cockpit, a middle-aged woman in a yellow anorak and a younger man in a lumberjack shirt were knocked off their feet. Fox ran to help them, but they weren't hurt.
"He didn't mean to do it," Fox assured them. "Bumper's a nice whale. It was an accident."
Mr. Brooker came running out of the wheelhouse. He shouted to Fox,
"Give everyone a life jack, quickly, fast as you can."